Okay, here is read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A winter storm watch has been issued for southern and southeastern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says as much as 8 inches of snow could fall in some areas. The watch starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday and goes to 1 a.m. on Sunday. With their first pick in the NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers selected Michigan defensive lineman Rashawn Gary. It was the 12th pick overall. With their second pick, the Packers took Darnell Savage, a safety from Maryland. And the Brewers were off yesterday. They start a 3-game series in New York tonight against the Mets. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Donald Trump is holding a rally in Green Bay tomorrow. It will be his 18th campaign rally in Wisconsin since 2015. Senator Bernie Sanders has an ad on the front page of today's Green Bay newspaper that reads, quote, "Donald Trump lied to Wisconsin workers. In a Bernie Sanders White House, we will end the corporate greed behind the Shopko closures, Kimberly-Clark layoffs, and Foxconn scam," end quote. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. Snow likely tomorrow. We have a winter storm watch in effect from Saturday at 1 p.m. till Sunday at 1 a.m. For Milwaukee, 1 to 3 inches possible. Highs on Saturday in the upper 30s. For Madison, 3 to 5 inches possible. Temperatures falling to about 33 degrees by 3 p.m. on Saturday. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Kohler Company is appealing a judge's decision that stopped them from creating a golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan in Sheboygan County that they've been trying to build for the past 5 years. Kohler is asking the court to review the March decision that reversed the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources' choice to issue the company a wetlands permit for the course. The decision in March was issued after environmental organization Friends of the Black River Forest brought a lawsuit to protect the wetland area. That group said in a statement it does not agree with the appeal effort from Kohler and it is planning to intervene in the case. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee-based We Energies is now the 11th utility company to leave a group of coal-burning power companies that paid more than $6 million to a lobbying firm that challenged clean air regulations. According to a story in the journal Sentinel, We Energies paid more than $260,000 to the Utility Air Regulatory Group in 2017. The attorney who ran that organization has been the top air regulator at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for the past 6 months. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.